Now, notice something interesting. Well, but I should tell you how the Supreme Court first, how the Supreme Court decided. What do you suppose they said? They said yes, that Casey Martin must be provided a golf cart. 7-2, they ruled. What was interesting about their ruling and about the discussion we've just had is that the discussion about the right, the justice of the matter, depended on figuring out what is the essential nature of golf. And the Supreme Court justices wrestled with that question. And Justice Stevens, writing for the majority, said he had read all about the history of golf, and the essential point of the game is to get a very small ball from one place into a hole in as few strokes as possible. And that walking was not essential, but incidental. Now, there were two dissenters, one of whom was Justice Scalia. He wouldn't have granted the cart, and he had a very interesting dissent. It's interesting because he rejected the Aristotelian premise underlying the majority's opinion. He said it's not possible to determine the essential nature of a game like golf. Here's how he put it. To say that something is essential is ordinarily to say that it is necessary to the achievement of a certain object. But since it is the very nature of a game to have no object except amusement, that is what distinguishes games from productive activity, it is quite impossible to say that any of a game's arbitrary rules is essential. So there you have Justice Scalia taking on the Aristotelian premise of the majority's opinion.